الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are close now. The countdown has started for the month of Ramadan. In fact, for the auspicious season, which starts from the 1st of Rajab. And it is less than a month to the 1st of Rajab. And the 1st of Rajab heralds in great, great things. One is the du'as of the 1st of Rajab are also very greatly accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Usually we are unmindful of that. We should keep in mind the 1st of Rajab to engage in du'as. The 1st of Rajab heralds in Ashhur-e Hurum also, the 4 sacred months in which the rewards of Amal are very greatly magnified, multiplied, and made much, much more greater. And in the month of Rajab, we have the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is such a great Imani booster, such a great means to engender the great love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to realize the truthfulness of Islam. These are those things, as Maulana Mufti Luqman explained, that a person's nature becomes that he has no doubts. A Shariat becomes his nature. His way of life is Islam. He doesn't think of any other. And he has no doubts in any of the commands of Allah. A person who is cleared of that, this Mi'raj plays a great role to bring about that condition in a person. And the sum total of Mi'raj is Namaz. Namaz is a great, great gift of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then comes Shaban, what is great day and night of the 15th of Shaban. The night also is so great, complete purification and cleanliness for the great month of Ramadan to come. The day also is so great, the time when all decisions are made for all the people of the world. Who is going to win the war in Gaza? Who is going to lose? What's going to happen? All those decisions have been made already. And so that great opportunity. And if we are there, and also Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us the dua. This is now such a great occasion. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban. Now before, we must start with this dua. Rajab is still going to come. But already Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making dua. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab and Shaaban. Wa balighna Ramadan. And let us reach the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not covetous, desirous of this dunya's life. But he's making dua that give me life till Ramadan. Give me barakat in Rajab. So what a auspicious occasion is coming. Let us not go through it sleeping, unmindful, not knowing. We're just like zombies, we pass through this. Just like the Kaaba Sharif's barakat are throughout the world. And they are fully, to give an example, like at the moment, Radio China's airwaves are in the air. Voice of America, the airwaves are in the air. Radio Pakistan, any radio, so many radio stations in the world. But we not listening. We not tuned in. If you have the transistor, the thing you need, the gadget, to tune in, you just tune in, you put your needle on that point, and then you'll get all what is coming on that radio station. So like that, the barakat of Kaaba Sharif, all the radio stations, most of them filled with filth and dirt, all for wrong things. All that, and even all the good radio stations where given good is being broadcasted. The radio station of Kaaba Sharif, that all the barakat, the security, the protection, the barakat, all what we want is in there. And Allah is in the air, but we're just not tuning in. And said that if our whole life has to pass, we die also and we didn't tune in. And it's all coming from the Arsh-e Mala, from there on top Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. All that barakat coming in Kaaba Sharif and then spreading out in the whole world. And it's there 24 hours. But even when we come to the masjid, we still don't tune in. Our legs don't face the Kaaba also. Our heart, we don't incline. And we don't think now that I must just, that needle to get it on the radio, you just have to tune a little bit and get it on that point. And then you start hearing all that, whatever is on that radio. Yeah, also just tune our hearts in. And then see how much a person will acquire. So all this is there. And then comes the great month of Ramadan, which everyone cherishes, loves and waits for. And it's not a month, may Allah save us, for eating and drinking. It's a month for fasting, not for feasting. It's a month not for sleeping, but to stay awake and make the ibadat of Allah. Many of us, Ramadan is a month of sleeping. Many of us is a month of eating, just changing the times. But the prime object is to eat. And we see all more we consume in Ramadan, more rich food we consume in Ramadan. And the purpose of Ramadan, to stay hungry, completely defeated. We don't eat simple food, we don't eat less food. We eat more rich food, and we eat more of the food. Our frequency of eating also increases. Normally we might eat 3 times a day, but yeah, in Ramadan more we eat also. So Allah let us realize that this is a month of fasting, not a month of feasting. And then comes the month of Shawwal. The minute the moon is sighted for Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi says, people get happy that the Eid of Ramadan is coming now. I get happy, now the season of Hajj has come now. Now that you have cleansed yourself, you have prepared yourself, now so to say, Allah says, now you are ready to come to my house. Now the mawsam, the season of Hajj has started from the first of Shawwal. And a mu'min, if he's going for Hajj, if he's not also going that year, but his heart is now at Kaaba Sharif. And where he was all the time far from Kaaba, taking the barakat of Kaaba, that person will get the barakat when he's at the Kaaba. But if we were far and we didn't take any barakat, just like Hazrat Mahashah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, those people who don't benefit from my silent majlis. Hazrat, many times his whole majlis was silent. He shouldn't speak a word. He says they won't benefit from my talking majlis also. So if we did not benefit from Kaaba Sharif when we were far, we'll go near also, and unfortunately we won't benefit. We went for Hajj Umrah, we were not regular with 5 times namaz. We came back, we still not regular with 5 times namaz. We didn't have a beard, women were not in parda as we went, so we came back. We didn't benefit anything. Otherwise, the barakat at Kaaba Sharif now, fihi ayatum bayyinat, great, great signs to boost our iman. Just to look at the Kaaba, that the whole world's focus and attention is there. What is in that cube? That small little building. What? How is this drawn the attraction? And all people of all walks of life, great, great ulama, the great, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, great people of dunya, all come there. And all, what is the Hajj? What a great ibadat. And then the month of Shawwal, then Zulqa'dah, again the Ashur-e-Hurum. The 3 other months have started now. And then what to say of Zulhijjah? The Hajj takes place in there. Qurbani takes place in there. As in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the greatest night of the year is there, Laylatul Qadr. In the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the greatest day of the year, Yawm-e Arafah, is in there. And all the great blessings of there. Then comes Muharram. Again, the first 10 days which are so valuable, the 9th and 10th, and how many lessons to learn. The ibadat also to make, and how many lessons to learn. And the value of the rozas of the month of Ramadan, every day's roza of Muharram also has got so great value. So the season is coming now, less than a month away. Are we prepared? The most we will prepare is our human folk. They want their white meat, they want their fillets, etc. They are ordering this, they are ordering that. But that is not our preparation. Our preparation is the spiritual preparation. And we bypass that. All the just to feed our body, make it more fat, make it more lazy and more sluggish. That we make all effort for. And to fly to Allah, spirituality, that unfortunately we don't take notice of. So Allah Ta'ala give us topic. Let us get ready now. Let us put our car in gear now. And start moving to get this great, great barakat. And the dua, Ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. And if we do, Allah in His kindness, let us reach. Let us take the maximum benefit and the maximum value. For that, very fortunate will be those who will free their 40 days in i'tikaf. And then at least, if we can spend every Ramadan year in the Khanqah. If not, at least one Ramadan. 10 Ramadans in our life are also very little. 20 are also very little. If we spend at a minimum, don't miss out on one Ramadan at least. And take the value and the full 40 days. Start 10 days before Ramadan. You want to make Eid at home? Start in such a so many days before so that you can get home if you want to make your Eid at home. But spend that Ramadan and get this great treasures which Allah Ta'ala distributes. And it is just for us for the taking. And if we don't want to take, the dasturkhan is laid ready. And all the spiritual food is there. And it's just for us for the taking. So we should not deprive ourselves. Take it. Make our arrangements. For if we have to go for some hospital treatment, six weeks treatment, we will definitely make the arrangement. The money will come out from somewhere. The time will come out. I have to go. Much more important than for cancer treatment, much more than for cardio, for heart treatment, is the treatment of the ruh. That is the most important. And it's impossible that I can't think I have to take out my time. Just for like I have to go for heart operation, doctor has given me appointment, there is no question, I'm going. The money will come from anywhere. And the time will come out. I've got my shop to run. I've got my children to look after. I've got my madrasa to look after. But in spite of all that, the time will come. And after that, still, we'll take it easy for a while. We won't just go back to work again. So for our spiritual and on what, and your heart comes right, how long you're going to live? It's not going to increase your life 1 minute, forget 10 years. What your time is your time. You're only going to live so much. If you are a cancer patient, it's not going to, treatment of yours is not going to increase your lifespan. You can go for treatment to India, to Pakistan, to anywhere in the world, but how much is your life? But if you do your spiritual life, your eternal, everlasting life of Akhirat will be made. So that is what we have to see. Don't destroy our Akhirat. And Akhirat is not just the word Akhirat. It is a great, great reality. The life before Maut, when Malakul Maut will come, it's a reality. Now, how are we going to face Malakul Maut? Today we can't face our accountant when he wants to do our books and he asks, what was this year about? What was that? Then you have to answer for everything. And if the receiver was not received, happy with your returns, and he sends people to come and investigate now and open up all your books and every transaction, and that is Qiyamah for us already. So what is this? This is nothing. What will come when Malakul Maut will come? And then in the qabr itself, how will be the condition where we will be all alone? What will be with us will be our amal. My wife won't be worth, my children won't be worth, only my amal. I got no time for amal today. I got lot of time for my wife, for my husband, for my children, for everyone else. Strangers I've got time for also. But for my namaz, I have to rush through it. That is if I make it. A young woman making namaz, rushing. Say, how fast you making namaz? She says, at least appreciate I am making namaz. That is our attitude. Little children, small children, they are not happy with a toy cell phone. They are not happy with a cheap Nokia phone also. They wonder, and they know what is the smartphone. And they want that as small as they are. But we are happy with our deen, with a gimmick. We're just a toy deen. We're just a deen of games. Just a toy deen. We're not interested in the genuine. The little child wants a genuine smartphone. And we're not interested in the genuine deen. We are happy. And everyone must also say, yeah, don't take out fault. No, at least she's making namaz. She's good. At least she's just got a little scarf. Her half head is open. Three cut. But she's got a scarf at least. Appreciate that at least. For dunya, we want the actual things. We are not prepared on any gimmick or anything that is that looks like the genuine, original. We want the genuine. But for deen, we are prepared for. So let us work towards, and the qabr there, our namazes will be there. If we made our, and if they breached there, and we did not destroy them, whether we made them properly, our wuzu, our namaz, and after that we didn't go and talk about it by everyone. And 15 years now, I didn't miss my asar jamaat, I didn't miss my takbir-e-ula, and we destroy it all. And when we go there, we find nothing is deposited in the account. And then what will be our condition? And there, it's not that you fail and you get some red rings. So you got your report, well, you failed, that's all. Or you can repeat again, you can try again, never ever again. There will be the smiting, the hitting of the malaika from all sides with iron rods of fire. Snakes, big snakes, such snakes that if one drop of the poison have to come in this world, till Qiyamah, not a blade of grass will grow in this world again. And they will be appointed on you to bite you all the time. So what will be our condition? The day of Qiyamah, where in front of everyone our books will be opened. Not only in front of the receiver, in front of the whole world. Your wife will see everything what you were doing. Your daughters will see. Everyone will see what you were doing. And there we will be taken to, and the heat on that day, when the sun will be just overhead. Yeah, just little bit, heat wave, very hot. Get the fans, put on the air con. I can't take this heat. What will you think about the day of Qiyamah? ashaddu harra. Yeah, we are worried. When the munafiqeen said to go in the path of Allah, it's very hot, we can't go. Allah said the day of Qiyamah is much more hotter. What will be the condition on that day? And what water to drink? No shade anywhere. A person, his sadaqah, charity he gave, will be his shade on that day. All our good deeds will help us, but we haven't got time for good deeds. This is the time to prepare for that. And then to account in front of Allah, who knows every detail of ours more than what we know. We'll have no chance to deny any of the allegations, any of the charges that are put to us. Then crossing full sirat, a journey of 1500 years. وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Nobody will be excused. Everyone will have to go upon 15 years to walk on that. With all your amal loaded on your back, all your gunas, mountains of gunas on your back, and now walk. How will we walk that 15 years just journey? If we made our qurbanis here, we did our amal here, we'll go over like lightning. Otherwise, how people, our ghibat, backbiting, all our other evils, they're going to bog us down. And a person who falls from there, falls headlong into the fire of Jahannam. The blazing fire of Jahannam. Yeah, if we see a fire burning, a fell fire, the flames go off not even 1 meter. But the fire of Jahannam, oh, how will that be? And don't think that this is for other people. It could be me. If I don't preserve my iman, and today iman is snatched away so easily, Shaitan is always behind us, and he wants to snatch away our iman. And the main target of his is not our namazas and our tilawat. His main target is iman. And today is the time, it's on our tongue also, that if you're in the morning a mu'min, by the night you're a kafir. But for us, it is only blowing hot air. We do nothing. If we say it's very cold today, we do immediately. Everyone, a small child, goes and take out his socks from the drawer. He takes out his jacket, his jersey, he puts it on. But we just say, oh, Lord Fitna, but what am I doing? Am I doing one thing? There are so many things to protect our iman. Am I doing one thing to protect my iman? One of the things, to respect the adhan. Reply to the adhan. As we are sitting, ask us, that Fajr adhan we heard, how many of us replied to the adhan? We just hear the adhan, and we are talking, and good people laughing loudly when adhan is carrying on. No respect for the adhan whatsoever. What's going to happen to our time of mort, our iman, how is it going to be preserved? So, and there are so many other prescriptions to preserve our iman. What are we doing to preserve our iman? So anyway, this very, very period that we have got. On the other hand, just as we read in the Ash'ar, that there will be a lot of trials and tribulations also to reach Allah Ta'ala. And how beautifully Hadrat has explained that all the difficulties and hardships that come, they brought us more closer to Allah Ta'ala. This Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali explained that the police were chasing somebody, middle of the night. They wanted to arrest him, catch him, and he scaled the wall. And when he fell down there, he fell in the lap of his beloved. So then he thanked the police. That by them chasing him and he had to scale the wall, he fell in the lap of his beloved. So all the hardships that come, financial problems, other health problems, they are all Allah is chasing you to reach him. That you turn, now you get up, at least now get up for tahajjud. Now at least lift up your hands in the day and make dua to Allah. Now come to Allah. One good friend of ours, he had made a very big investment and it went all wrong. But he says, that brought me, gave me my tahajjud now. I turned to tahajjud and Allah Ta'ala brought things right again. Otherwise, a very big investment, millions of rand, and it all was lost. Now, but that brought him to Allah Ta'ala. So all the difficulties of the hardship, Allah Ta'ala, they are not here. They are from Allah and they are to take you to Allah. So go to Allah. Allah, you didn't want to come under normal circumstances, so Allah put this in front of you. Now you come to Allah, turn to Allah. That is the thing. But during these days now, this December period, festive season, we must be very careful. Allah commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Be straight as you have been commanded. And many other ayats also. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And also all the mu'mineen also have made many other ayats also Allah has commanded of us. And to be straight is one of the most difficult things. The Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah's Nabi, your beard, you are getting white hair now. Your old age is coming. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, it's not old age. It is the ayat of Surah Hud, this ayat, where Allah commanded me, be straight. And to be straight, 100% straight, is istiqamat, fawqa alfa karama. This istiqamat, to be paband, to be regular, is more better than 1,000 karamat, things which are supernatural. Out of this world that you do, those are no achievement. But to be paband regularly, one person staying in the company of a great buzurg, he after 10 years he said, I'm going now. He said, why? He said, I haven't seen anything in you, no great karamat, nothing. He said, in the 10 years that you see me doing one thing against sunnat. He says, no, that I did not see. He says, then which bigger karamat you want? That a person 10 years didn't do anything against sunnah. So the deen istiqamat is a very great thing. And Allah has commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And it made the hair of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to go white. And وَمَنْ تَعَبَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَدْغَوْ. And do not cross your borders. Today in small matters we cross the borders. Where we have to reprimand the wife, the children, but we cross the border and we go into haram. In all things also, so much so, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a great command of Allah Ta'ala, وَالْآمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّاهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Allah is praising these people who command the good and forbid the evil. But in your good work also, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. You guard the limits of Allah Ta'ala. Don't go beyond the limits. Even when you're reprimanding somebody, even when you are giving a bayan, always you are within your limits. Don't go over the limits. So that is all. The deen, istiqamat in deen. And then, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not incline. And this inclination, مَيْلَانِ يَسِيرٌ. Do not have the least bit of inclination also. Mailani qalbi, not even from your heart, incline a little bit ila alladhina zalamu, to the wrongdoers. Don't have a little bit of the love of the kuffar. Their holidays, their education system, their how they plan their houses with the swimming pools and the jacuzzis and the saunas, all those things, their way is their way. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Your way, O kuffar, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ. You got your life and deen, and we have got ours. How much of us are conscious that there is an Islamic way of building a house? Now, if we're going to make renovation, it must be Islamic. We will just hand it to the architect. We will go on the internet now. Before we should go to magazines, now on the internet, how do the people of the world live? How are their lounges? A sunken lounge, this feature, that feature, things of this dunya appeal to us, which is the way of the kuffar, this dunya. Where do we think about deen in any of our matters? Allah Ta'ala guide us. So this is a time when end of the year now, parties are taking place, schools have closed, school parties took place, businesses are closing now, end of the year parties there, and what is the order of the day? Whining, dining, drinking, womanizing, all the filth and dirt in which our young girls get involved, our young boys get involved in all this, and we don't think that is the end of my life, what is it going to be? End of the year, all these things, we also getting involved. And we are commanded not one bit inclined to that. So for that, we have to come in the correct environment. And we have to save ourselves from this evil. And the worst gadget is the smartphone. It's either a cell phone, if we use it for good, and we use it to our advantage, otherwise it's a hell phone. Let us not only say that I'm addicted to the phone, and I just can't get off this addiction, and I'm looking at porn, and good people, outwardly extremely pious, but they are totally addicted to porn, and they just can't get off it, or then it's a hell phone. Then it's not a mobile, it's a missile. It will destroy your deen, shatter your deen to smithereens. Nothing of your deen. Outwardly you can still, how many of our friends also, outwardly, farishtas, the beard, the topi, everything. But the inside reality, that we are worse than the people of Jahannam also. And our condition of life here is worse than the people. No peace of mind, no contentment of heart. All the time we are in turmoil all the time. We are living a life of Jahannam in this world. The holiday season now, festive season, going to fill the coffers of the kuffar, of the Jews. Boycott the Jews, but go to all their resorts. Boycott, somebody told Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullahi alayhi, make dua, Allah take out all the Jews and Christians from Jaziratul Arab, the Arabian Peninsula. He made dua, oh Allah, take out the love of the Jews, of the Christians, from the hearts of the Muslims. In our hearts, their ways are filled. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. So many ayat of the Quran Sharif. And this disease of the heart which Allah speaks, if we don't treat it, then when the mort will come, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا. And they die, and they die in the state of kufr then. Don't take this the disease as small, this love and inclination to the kuffar, their lifestyle. Don't think it's a small thing. I make lot of namaz, I make lot of tahajjud, little bit I do that also, it will wipe it out. If Baratanwi rahmatullahi alayhi say, the smallest guna is enough to take you to Jahannam. And don't think of any good deed as small. That's just a mustahab, it's just a sunnah. The smallest good deed is enough to take you to Jannah. So let us correct ourselves, become conscious of ourselves. We have a nikah also today, mashallah. It's a union of two people. And a new life will start. A new generation will start from here. All this must be on the basis of taqwa. On the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And the barakat that will come. How the hearts will bond. What beautiful, wonderful children Allah will give. And if the children have got deen in them, how they will look after their parents. At the old age, they are the ones who will stand with their parents. And if we did not put deen in them, when we were young and they were small babies, and we grew them up without deen, when we grow old and helpless, they will go and drop us in the old age home. If they look after, if they come and visit us once a year, we are lucky. Otherwise, that once a year also, then they'll have a Father's Day, once in a year you must look after your father. And a Mother's Day, once in a year you must look after. Islam teaches every day is Father's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is the day for the orphans. Look after the orphans. So this deen, the marriage, all of us bring deen into our lives. Bring taqwa into our lives. And our lives are going, it's a block of ice. If you don't use it and put it in a glass of water to make the water cold, you're just leaving like that, then it's melting all the time. Rafta, rafta, damba, damba. Every moment it's melting and you don't see it's melting. Before you know, it's gone. That ice is no more there. And you took no benefit of it. Our lives are also just going like that. We can't counting my years. I'm now 50 years old. I'm now 56 years. But what am I doing with this time? Just counting our age is not going to help us. Just think, Ramzan, 10 days are gone now, and we make sure we mark them off such a way that they can't come back. We use that heavy markers to remove them, blacken them out, and they won't come back. But what did I do in those days? What am I doing? What am I preparing for my Ramadan? Otherwise, Ramadans are coming and going. Days are coming. No namaz, no takbir-e-ula, no saf-e-ula. We're not preparing. These are the things that we have to prepare. So Allah make this nikah also mubarak. And also there are some brothers, sisters also want to become bay'at. Bay'at is not just a matter of becoming bay'at. Bay'at ke baad bay'at jaate hai. After bay'at we sit down. Then we haven't achieved anything. The object is to make our islah. Bay'at is not farz also. It is sunnah. Islah is farz ayn on every individual. To make his islah, to disconnect himself from dunya, connect himself with akhirat, disconnect himself from people, connect him with Allah Ta'ala. These are farz upon us. So that is what we have to do. Bay'at facilitates it very greatly. If we follow, if we keep some contact, we don't keep any contact. Now and then we come for a majlis, it's not going to cut any ice. Now and then we keep some contact, a person also sends an email and he says that for long I haven't sent. So that is now his excuse. So he's not concerned of his islah. So regularly, and there Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, people ask him, Hazrat, Allah give you long life, but after you, who must we connect ourselves with? In other words, which of your khulafa in the same silsila we want to? Hazrat said, there are many of my khulafa that I don't know their condition. And so I can't advise you to keep contact with them. Even if a person is with the shaykh, but the shaykh doesn't know. Shaykh is not alimul ghaib. Shaykh doesn't know his condition. And you don't explain your condition. As Maulana explained, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi, when he explained his condition to his shaykh, Haji Imdadullah, Muhajir Makki, what a great, honorable condition it was. We don't explain, we can't give advice that connect with this. Then there are others who, mashallah, write. And they explain their condition. We can see from the writing, you can gauge. According to what Allah Ta'ala puts that, what is the condition of that person? You can encourage people, become bay'at with this person. He has, mashallah, good qualities. But people who we don't know, or we know, there are many, many of great, great mashayikh. Their murids have gone on the wrong line also. They do the complete opposite thing also. That is completely wrong. No benefit, harm in their total harm. So Allah Ta'ala guide us. This is a crucial time we are passing. We can make it with this great season that is going to come now. Or we can destroy ourselves with this terrible season that is here. It is our shahwahadeenahun najdeen. We have shown you both paths. And it's up to you now. You are at the fork. Which path you want to choose. And which you want to walk. And Allah Ta'ala for that has given you two eyes also. You can see clearly which is the correct path. Allah guide us to righteousness and let us the bay'at also. All who have become bay'at also to keep the proper contact also. And to make. And also which came in the poem. That yad zamana basohbate awliya. One moment in the company of the awliya. There are two explanations. To have one moment also, how valuable it is. And you spend your whole life, but you didn't find that one moment of connecting with your shaykh. Though you spend the whole life, you are right at the sea, but you never got to the shore. You were in the sea the whole time. Your boat was just going with the waves. You never got to the shore. So if your whole life you are right sitting at the feet of your shaykh, but your one moment didn't connect with him also, then that is that valuable moment. And we all know when that one moment comes in our life, one and it changes our life, then what doubt is it that it's better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat? What doubt is in there that is better than 100,000 years of ikhlas ibadat when you turn in the right direction? But if you're just going with formality, with just outward thing, and reality doesn't touch us also, then we didn't get that one moment. We do spend years and hundreds of years, but we didn't get that one moment of connection also. And there are other people who come, and Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, somebody asked him, Hazrat, on what basis do you give your khilafat? He said that some Allah inspires me. And then I just see, there are those people who came, Maulana who came from Karboga now. He just came, he was a construction laborer. A laborer, not a big shot in the construct, a laborer. But when he just made salam, Hadrat gave him khilafat. He was jahil of deen. Didn't know anything of deen also. And he had nothing of deen in his life. Working in Riyadh for a construction company. He came to Madina Sharif, he came and meet Hadrat, and then he went and studied. And then he became a great alim, and now great Darul Uloom is running. And now thousands and thousands of people. So that is that one moment that was there, what he changed his life. So Allah give us also tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.